Hi folks, this is Joey Weisenberg here to talk about Lechadodi. And please listen to Dina Weiss's and Ellie Confer's talks to learn some more about the words. And here we'll talk a little bit about some options for music. Lechadodi is such a flexible place. It's so easy to set hundreds and hundreds of melodies to the words. And it also has very little established Nusach tradition, so it has very open feeling that it's almost always sung, even if nothing else is sung. Often Lechadodi is sung. Some folks will sing the same melody to all of the words, all nine stanzas, and other folks will sing the first five and then switch melody, often to something faster, if even possible. For the last four, maybe slowing down at Bowie Vishaloma Teret Bala. But yet other options are some folks do a new melody for every single stanza. And if you have a lot of time and not too much worry about getting to dinner early, then you could totally go that route if you have the right people in the room. Otherwise, you want to keep the continuity. However, there's a middle ground option also, which is to pause at... after the first two stanzas and switch into a different mode for Mikdash Melech, which is often slower, kind of in honor of the Emek HaBacha, the Valley of Tears. And then again to switch at Yamin U'Smol at the end. So you might have four melodies in that case. And that's the way that I'll do it right now, just to give a sample. So I always start off Lechadodi with something that is likely that everybody in the room will know. So I use old standard melodies. For example, if I'm in a conservative shul, I'd be likely to use Lechadodi Yelikrat Kavala Pirinei Shabbat Nekam Vela Lechadodi Likrat Kavala Pirinei Shabbat Nekam Vela Shamor Vizachor Bidibur Echad Hishmiyanu El Hamiyuchad Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad Hashem Multiferet Veliyiti Yila Lechadodi Likrat Kavala Penei Shabbat Nekam Vela Lechadodi Likrat Kavala Penei Shabbat Nekam Vela Likrat Shabbat Lechu Venei Chava Ki Yihi Mekor Habira Vacha Meirosh Mikedem Nesu Chasof Mavaseh במחשבת תחילה לחדודי לי קט קלה פני שבת לקבלה לרמברם נרידדם תדירה לה 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 היי לי לי לה ואי לי לי הלוי לה. Then often at Mikdash Melech I'll switch into something slower. Here's a favorite melody that is from Babov melody, which then in Hit Nari and Hit Ori I tend to go freeform a little bit and I'll show you what I mean. Mikdash Melech Ir Meluvucha. Everybody repeats. Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha Ay Kumi Tzei Kumi Tzei Mitocha Hawafecha Ay 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 Kumi Tzei Kumi tei mitawo chahafecha Rahav lavach shevet v'yemei kabalacha. Everybody repeats. Rahav lavach shevet v'yemei kabalacha. Ahoy vehuya chamol, vehuya chamol, alohoy yichem lo, ay 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 ay, vehuya chamol, vehuya chamol, alohoy yichem lo, ahoy lecha dodi. Likat kala penei shabbat nekabela ay 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 lecha dodi likat kala penei shabbat nekabela. Always when we get to the Lecha Dodis, that's often a good time to raise your hand just a little bit to make sure people know that they should join you. It's such an amazing thing when everybody's singing that line, or any of the lines. And I usually continue on like this, breaking the melody. Hinari
meyafarkumi livshi bigdei tifarteicha mi al yad ben yishai v'talawach mi karvawa wel nafshi geawala halalai lai lai lecha dodi, waving hands likrat kala penei shabbat nekabela ay 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 lecha dodi likrat kala penei shabbat nekabela.
I go back into solo mode. It's nice to have different versions, different types of voices, some silence, some solo voice, and some communal singing. And at the end, we'll always be full of communal singing in the beginning. So having a little bit of breaking that up can be a nice pacing for the Lecha Dodi. Here we reach the climax paragraph where we're really trying to wake everybody up, or hoping everybody's going to wake up. Funny to be using a melody that's a little bit on the slower side, but I feel that if we keep things relaxed, then at the end it has room to continue to take off. Even there's room for singing Nigunim afterwards.
Hitori,
really pleading for folks to wake up.
Hitori. Kivarech kumiyari, uri uri shir daberi, kivahod Adonai alayich nigla, ay lecha dodi, likrat kala, Pene Shabbat Nekabela Ay Lecha Dodi Likrat Kala Pene Shabbat Nekabela.
And if there's room, keep going as a niggin.
Di-di-da-da-da Hai la la la, hai la la la, hai la 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 la, hai la 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 la, hai la la la, ti di da da da, hamai la la.
Then here I want to start getting fast at Lote Voshi, because it says, don't be ashamed or confounded. Don't be downcast. Or why are you downcast? Matish tochachi, matemi. Let's go, folks. Lote Voshi, don't be ashamed. That we're again, I really welcome the Shabbat here. Start to pick up the speed. Of course, none of these are rules, just the way that I do it. And sometimes I change things spontaneously. Here's a faster melody that I like. In my register, by the way, I often sing a little higher when I'm singing by myself and a little lower when I want everybody else to come in. So I might bring the key down a little bit. Here's a melody, for example. Lo-wo-te-wo-wo-shi. And this melody comes from Musikalischer Pinkus from Vilna in 1927. It's an old melody. I first heard it from cantor Jeff Warschauer. It goes like this. Lo wo te wo 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 shi ve lo wo wo ti ka wo mi ma wa ti sh te cha chi u ma te mi yi ba wa wa chi ech su a wa wa ni ye a wa mi ye vi ve ve ni v ne ta I hir al ti la ho le cha da wa wa di li ka ka wa lo wa B'nei shama ba'was ne'kabilavam Le'chadadihi li'kas kavalava B'nei shama ba'was ne'kabilavahai B'hayulim shi'yisa Shavavosayich v'rachaku kol mevavalayich Ahai yam dam dam ayavasi salayich elohayich kimsos chasana vakavala lechadodi liyikas kalava v'neshabavadne kavila tirindaradiladiradira taradiladilalala halalalalilalala lai 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 la ta da dim bam ba dim bam ba di da da di da dim bam ba a da li la 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 ho wo wo da di li la 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 hey hey lai lai di da la di di li di la la ha la ho hey di di li di da di la di 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 da 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 ha da di li di da di da da na da di di na da Of course, if you wanted to, you could just keep singing that all the way through Yamin Usmol and then the paragraph Bo'i V'Shalom. Or what I like to do, if possible, if there's time, is to again switch at Yamin Usmol to something that I think of as a bit regal, which is, to try to really welcome this lover, this Shabbat queen. And so here's a melody that I wrote. It's a melody called Lincoln's Niggin. And it goes like this. Again, bring it down a little bit in pitch because it gets high later. Yamin usmol tifrovotzi v'yet Adonai taritzi al yadish Bein parzi venis mecha venagila o lecha doti li kawat kawala
Pene Shabbat Nekavela O Lecha Dovodi Likavat Kovala Pene Shabbat Nekavela Bo'i v'shalom ateret bala gam besimcha uvetzala toch emunei am segula bo'i chala Bo'i chala ha'olecha dodi likrat kala Pnei Shabbat nekabela ha'olecha dodi likrat kala Pnei Shabbat nekavela. Ay lay 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 lay. Ay lay 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 lay. Ay lay 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 lay. Ay lay 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 lay. Bam 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 bam
melody for finishing things off with. Again, so many different melodies to do here. I would always, one tip is that I tend to sing the words first and the niggun at the end when I'm getting people familiar with a melody, because that lets people, if there's words and a new melody, it can be tough for people to do both. So I like to get the words out of the way and they're hearing me, and then when I break into the niggun, it becomes twice as easy for everybody. Although if there's time, you should always teach these melodies ahead of time. So if you work in a community where and you're starting kind of from scratch and nobody's going to know any of these melodies, I would just do two melodies for the whole thing, or even one, so people can really get to know the melody over the course of Lecha Dodi. However, if you're in a community where you've had a lot of chance to work with people and develop, and you've gone together with them on Thursday nights to teach melodies and so forth, the way that you build any singing community, then it's good to, then it's awesome to have the chance to break it up into four parts or more, because then Lecha Dodi can really, really welcome the Shabbat. I hope this has been helpful, and feel free to use these melodies or any other melody. There's so many things that work here. And I'm looking forward to getting to sing with you guys somewhere in the world down the line. And let us know how this is all working for you. Take care. Bye.